This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Wisconsin Republican State Senator Glenn Grothman. We've checked in with him many times as this whole fight in Wisconsin played out over the collective bargaining legislation, the budget cuts proposed by Governor Walker, and now also as we get some legal decisions on that collective bargaining legislation and some decisions by Wisconsin officials as to which recall efforts might move forward against various state senators. And Senator Grothman, it's great to have you with us again.
Glad to be on the show.
Let's start with the judge's decision, at least this preliminary decision, on the collective bargaining law. I don't think it's a huge surprise that she basically struck it down. We knew from where this was filed that that was a likely outcome, at least at this stage. What's your reaction, though, to the fact that that was the decision?
Well, it's disappointing, but it's something we see all around the country with what we'd call activist judges. Judges not upholding the law, the clear statutes of the state of Wisconsin, but instead finding a pretext for the result they wish would have happened.
Now, does it go to the appellate court here, or will it go straight to the Wisconsin Supreme Court?
It will go to the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
And so that makes this recent election, which has just been verified, where the justice who would seem to be more in favor of the Walker agenda, or at least thinks it's constitutionally supportable, was in fact reelected. How significant are those results now?
Well, that was a very important election. It's not like Judge Prosser would take a side for one or the other, but he would just uphold the law. He wouldn't be the sort of activist judge who'd make up his mind and then think of a pretext to go one way or the other.
Do you suspect that this was mainly about the process or just a political decision by the judge in Madison?
Oh, I think it was entirely a political decision. It's hard to believe that she would possibly believe this was the right thing, except for she lives in a very liberal county. Dane County is the county where so many government employees live, the home of the state capitol, the home of the University of Wisconsin. I think she was just pandering to the voters of Dane County.
And what does the election of, or re-election, really, of Judge Prosser mean for the fact of how Wisconsin voters view this whole debate? It was obviously very close and was kind of a proxy over this whole fight. So the fact that he was returned to the highest court in the state, that's got to mean something for where the folks stand on this.
We were very glad he won. Of course, it was almost a 50-50 vote. They even did have a recount. But nevertheless, the fact that he won shows that the actions of the legislature are not as unpopular as the crowds would have had you believe.
Now, the fact that this legislation is at least on hold temporarily, what does that mean for the fiscal health of the state?
Well, we may have to pass it again. We're deciding we will probably pass it again by the end of the month if the court does not move by then.
And in terms of the rest of the state's fiscal health, obviously that was at the heart of what was going on a couple of months ago. Where do things stand? We know that just in the last few weeks, CEOs from across the country have radically improved Wisconsin's standing in the states to do business. How much of that do you think is due to what you've been doing in the last few weeks and months here?
Oh, I think it's a lot to do with it. Many of the anti-business bills of the previous Democratic legislature have been overturned, and I think we've set the pace to say Wisconsin is open for business.
And the governor, even before all this erupted, one of the first things he did was compare and contrast what you're doing in Wisconsin to what's happening just south of you in Illinois, where business taxes and state income taxes are on the rise. Are you noticing a major shift from south of you to your state?
Well, I don't think people move that quickly, but I do believe over time Wisconsin is going to be collecting some Illinois businesses. There's no question they've had a lot of bad press associated particularly with their 66% increase in their state income tax. At the same time, Wisconsin is offering new job credits to businesses.
Let's talk now about the political fallout from everything that happened in Madison over the first few months of this year, and that's that various recall efforts have popped up. You've been the subject of one. The state officials have not okayed that recall effort to go forward yet, but they have now okayed as many as 6 recall efforts against Republican members of the state legislature, none yet against Democrats, and I believe there are 3 recall efforts against Democrats. Some say that's politics. Others say that all those efforts had their ducks in a row. How do you read all that?
It's highly unusual to have so many recalls. Obviously, it means the government unions are very mad. In the state of Wisconsin, there have only been 2 successful recalls against state senators in our history, and one of those was somebody who was a crook. So it's very unusual. The recalls against the Democratic senators I don't find as unusual because they have done something that we've never seen before, and that is they've left the state and kind of put the state legislature on hold for a month. However, the recalls against Republicans for just taking a vote is somewhat unprecedented. Nevertheless, there's a lot of money going to be spent here, and we hope that the Republicans fight their way through.
When do you expect to hear whether or not the recall effort against you will be allowed to proceed?
They did not get the votes. In my district, which is a more Republican district, they got 15,000 signatures, but they needed 20,000.
Well, so you are clear until your next re-election effort if you choose to run again. What have you heard from your constituents? I know you received some death threats. Whether those were from your own constituents or not, I don't know. But as time has progressed here, has the reaction to all this changed in any major way?
No, I think I've never been more popular. Obviously, Memorial Day is a time in which politicians get out and about, and while it's not the reason for Memorial Day, I saw hundreds of constituents over the weekend, and I think I've never been more popular, and largely I've never been more popular for voting to end collective bargaining in the state of Wisconsin for government employees.
Last question before we let you go, sir. What else is on the agenda in the weeks and months ahead to help continue to improve Wisconsin's fiscal health?
I think we're passing the regular budget, and that budget will show Wisconsin has a very small structural deficit for the first time in recent memory. We will be passing other bills, which I think other Republicans and freedom lovers will like. Wisconsin will finally become a concealed carry state sometime in the next month, and I think that's going to make a lot of gun owners in the state of Wisconsin happy.
Well, we'll keep tracking all these different efforts. It certainly continues to remain in the national spotlight as all these ramifications of this debate move forward, and especially the legal fight that still continues. Senator, as always, we appreciate your time very much. Thank you.
Thanks much.
Glenn Grothman, Republican State Senator from the state of Wisconsin. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.